You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. We are on Monkey Watch here at the radio station this morning, just in case, because, you know, I've been watching social media, and those monkeys have popped up everywhere. I've seen them at the Arch. I've seen them in Eureka. Just everywhere you look, there's a picture of four monkeys and a goat. Have you seen this?
Yeah. I saw him at Randall's.
Did you see it? Yeah, outside of Randall's.
I think I saw him like taking a selfie or something. You know, this story has actually made national news. Because how often do you have four monkeys roaming the street? Now there's a goat with a collar. So clearly it's someone's pet.
And the other one was the one of them outside of the Arch wearing Cardinal jerseys, smoking cigarettes like they're the rally monkeys or something.
But if they're in St. Louis, are you sure they'd be smoking cigarettes or smoking...
Well, maybe. That's possible. They might have, who knows what they found since they've been roaming around. Yeah, this story is very strange, isn't it? As we welcome you back in here on a Monday morning. It has really gone viral. And even yesterday, I finally heard the I knew it was coming. I was waiting for it the minute the story broke. The monkeys are not from the zoo, according to coverage I've seen. Nobody has claimed responsibility for them to date. So I knew what would happen next. Well, now they're going to be conspiracy theories because you've seen the movie, what was it, Contagion? What was the movie where the animal breaks out of a facility somewhere, has some disease. The facility doesn't want to mention that it lost the animal because it knows what's coming next. And before long, you've got a bunch of zombies walking through the streets. So the fact that they're running around in North St. Louis, I actually saw the suggestion yesterday that it was some sort of a racist targeting of people in North St. Louis.
That's it. I mean, it's probably someone's pet. They're not supposed to have it because it's considered exotic. They said there's no known breeders in the area. But someone clearly is hiding monkeys. In fact, Mark, I don't know if you remember this story, but there was a woman, I want to say, and maybe De Pere, who had all these monkeys. And this was one of the most controversial stories I did while I was at KMOV.
These things will rip your face off.
Oh, I know.
Not these particular little monkeys.
No, monkeys in general.
Documentary about that lady. She was like Festus or whatever.
Yeah, this is a different... So there's two people in St. Louis who have a lot of monkeys.
Well, here's the thing. They're not saying where they're from. Nobody's admitted this. Here's my thing. And I think this increases the likelihood of this being true. I believe they escaped from a secret testing lab somewhere, and I'll tell you why. Because what are the odds that even if somebody had a pet monkey somewhere in the city, that they would have four of the exact same kind of pet monkeys, all about the same size.
If it's a male monkey and a female monkey, they could have monkey babies.
I understand the birds and the bees argument. I think...
Why would it not be feasible that it could be a monkey family?
So I've been told by a pretty good source that for a long time, one major research university near the Central West End had a facility where they kept monkeys for research. And they did their best to keep it quiet because they knew the outcry that would come from the community if people knew that it was there. Now, is it still there? I don't know. But it just strikes me as a little odd that nobody has stepped forward to claim the monkeys, because you don't want to be the one responsible for potentially dangerous animals being out in the wild. Who knows what else they're potentially carrying around? And then the secondary thing is, I said this to my wife last night, how are these animals who normally live in the tropics doing when it's 20 degrees outside?
But don't you think the goat has something to do with the monkeys? Someone, now, maybe it was some PETA freak who let the monkeys out of this testing lab, if we're going to go with your theory. But I would think that the person who has the goat with the collar on also probably has the monkeys, and they got out at the same time, and they don't want to acknowledge it was their monkey that got out because they're not supposed to have them.
Not my monkeys, not my circus. Is that what you're saying?
Josh on Facebook thinks somebody's playing Jumanji.
Yeah,
well,
there you go.
Could be
close
it, Josh.
The Jumanji board right now before anything else escapes.
By the way, someone on our text line said Outbreak. Is that the name of the
Outbreak
movie?
Outbreak, that was
Contagion?
It. Yeah, not Contagion, it was Outbreak. Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, well, hopefully they find the monkeys soon and they solve the mystery, the growing mystery of the St. Louis wild monkeys. Or not wild monkeys. They're wild right now because they're out running loose. But the memes have just been classic on that so far, haven't they? No doubt about that. All right, coming up, we are going to talk to Brad Meltzer. We've had him on before when he had his last book out. He is a New York Times best-selling author. He's got a new book out called The Viper. And while it is a book of fiction, it's sort of a thriller book of fiction, it's got its underlying research. A lot of it was done at Dover Air Force Base, which is the spot where, of course, when we lose an American service member, their bodies are flown back into the United States through Dover Air Force Base because they have the facilities there to do autopsies and, you know, all the mortician work and all of that stuff. And one of his prime characters happens to be mortician, I guess, for lack of an investigator who works out of Dover Air Force. It's a pretty fascinating book. I'm about halfway through it right now, and it's really good. We're going to talk to Brad about that book coming up in the next segment. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour on the college football scene, maybe on the NFL playoffs, which now seem to be set. And we'll talk to him about that. Of course, his Indiana Hoosiers with just an incredible game against Oregon on Friday night. I couldn't believe it. First play of the game, pick six, boom, 7-0 Indiana right off the top. So that was pretty awesome. All right, right now, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You've worked with every great director. You've won 3 Golden Globes, an Oscar. And the most impressive thing is that you were able to accomplish all of that before your girlfriend turned 30. I mean, it's just insane.
Nikki Glaser having a little bit of fun last night with Leonardo DiCaprio, who, of course, his movie was one of the ones to, I believe, win a Golden Globe. I didn't watch the awards ceremony, but I watched some of the highlights. Nikki did a fantastic job. She even made a few Epstein jokes, which made him pretty nervous there in Hollywood.
It saddens me that we even have to qualify these remarks, because I understand, or at least have attempted to understand through your voices, your concern, your fear, your anger.
Well, you would have thought the Portland police chief lost a child or something like that, but that wasn't the case. Just so you know, he broke down in tears because 2 Tren de Aragua drug runners from Venezuela in this country illegally tried to run over an ICE officer and got themselves shot. And it brought the police chief to tears that he had to admit it.
you know, Peter, I have no idea what he's crying about. You know, Border Patrol agents were conducting a target enforcement operation on suspected TDA gang members in a human trafficking prostitute staying in his city. So I would think he would be happy that we take these criminal elements out of his neighborhoods.
Yeah, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think so? That's the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons, there. He's like, yeah, you'd think he'd be, from a law enforcement perspective, be happy that we're there taking Trinde Aragua, one of the worst gangs in the world, out of his community. Instead, he's crying for them.
Add in then this other headline, which is mortgage rates on Friday fell below 6% for the first time in years. And this comes after the president ordered his quote-unquote representatives to begin buying $200 billion worth of mortgage bonds. What are you hearing about this move?
So that's CNN. CNN couldn't take the good news that mortgage rates have fallen below 6%. They had to suggest somehow that the only reason that happened is because the president got people to buy bonds. That's it. Couldn't be anything to do with the success of the economy chugging along at 4% GDP. That couldn't have anything to do with it. Just typical CNN garbage. And instead of celebrating the fact that yes, interest rates are coming down, and that's going to spur the housing market even more here very shortly, in my opinion. All right, quick break. When we come back, Brad Meltzer, author of The Viper.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, if you know anything about me, you know that there's nothing I love more than a good thriller. I love reading. It occupies more of my time than it probably should. So I was thrilled to get my hands on The Viper. That is the newest book out by Brad Meltzer, the number one New York Times bestselling author. And we are lucky enough to get him on the radio this morning. Brad, welcome back. How are you?
Good to be back, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. I was just reading some of the reviews for your book. I have not finished it. I'm probably halfway through. But you're getting reviews where people saying this may be absolutely some of your best writing. It's your 14th book? Is that correct?
It is, and thankfully my family buys a lot of copies.
I love that. I love it. You know, I listened to you on the Brian Kilmeade show maybe a week ago. Maybe it was longer than that. And that's when we decided we definitely wanted to get you on the air to talk about this, because you tied a lot of this in. This book, and the great thing I like about it is I've read some of your Zig and Nola books in the past. You don't have to have read the entire series to pick this book up and really enjoy what's going on in the storyline. But it ties back into Dover Air Force Base. What's your relationship there?
Yeah, so I do a lot of work with the USO, and I've been all over the world. They bring the USO, as the war was winding down, we're bringing thriller writers over to entertain our troops, because that's what the troops love to read. And I'd never heard of Dover. Of course, we all have seen it. It's where, when a soldier's killed in action, that flag-covered coffin comes down off the plane and everyone salutes. And it's not just where our troops go, though. It's where all of our... it's where all of the astronauts on the space shuttle, when the space shuttle goes down, their bodies go to Dover. It's where, when 9/11 happened, all the Pentagon victims' bodies went to Dover. And right now in Venezuela, if you want to know where all the spies that we have over there, if something goes sideways, their bodies go to Dover too, which means Dover's a place that's filled with secrets. And I love secrets. And Dover is America's most secretive funeral home, and that's where we set the book.
Wow. And you know, I mean, not every case that comes through there obviously needs to be investigated from that standpoint, but they do have, I'm sure, some of the very best analysts and people there in the world doing these investigations, right?
That's exactly right. The morticians there will spend 12 hours rewiring someone's jaw and smoothing it over with clay because a family wants to see their son one last time in the coffin. They'll rebuild someone's hand because a mother says, I want to hold my son's hand one last time. These are the best of the best of us working on the best of the best of us. And they were amazing at kind of giving me ideas and cool things. In fact, the one they gave me for the Viper is simply this. A man walks into a funeral home and he's carrying his favorite blue suit because he's got a terminal disease. And this is the suit he wants to be buried in. But here's the thing, Mark, is that if you go into your local bank and you open up a safety deposit box, government paperwork gets filed. The government can track it. Same thing, you go to the UPS store, you open up a PO box, government can track that too. But if you secretly sew something into the lining of your favorite blue suit, you have the ultimate untraceable hiding spot when you hand it to your local mortician. And so the man goes back to his hotel room, and there's a guy with a gun waiting, says, where is it? Man says, I don't know what you're talking about. Man gets shot dead. And from there, what's so great is that you have no idea what's hidden in that suit or who's about to find it. And that's chapter one of The Viper.
Yeah. When even through chapter one, my very first surprise, because it's nothing I'd ever thought about, to be honest with you. I'm fortunate. I've been blessed with a family and three children and all of that. I never thought about the fact that if someone doesn't have family, it would not be unusual if they knew they were going to die to go ahead and pick out the clothes they were going to be buried. That never even crossed my mind.
Well, that's the thing, is I was in this funeral home doing research, as we do, and basically what I saw, I see this, you know, they show me where the coffins are, where the bone saws are, all these crazy things. And then all of a sudden I see this door with a giant padlock on it. I'm like, what's in there? And they open up does the padlock, and they open up this this closet that is filled with old suits that has like what your grandparents used to wear.
Yeah.
And basically it's a it's things like, you know, an old sequin gown your grandmother used to wear. But there's a Jets jersey in there. There's a guy who's got a cowboy hat in there who says, you know what, when I die, my ex-wife hates that hat. Make sure I'm wearing it in the coffin. You know, people are crazy. They do the wildest things. But I looked at that and said, that's the best hiding spot I've ever seen. Mm. And so from there, I started talking to them. And then we should talk about, if you want to hear, you want to know some secrets about witness protection?
Yeah, sure.
So one of the things you'll see in The Viper when you read it is I became upset. I've taken readers in the tunnels of the White House, below the White House, in the labyrinth below the Capitol. And witness protection is one of the hardest places I've ever researched. And when you think of witness protection, we all think of the mob, right? Because that's what the witness protection was created for, to take down the mob. And it worked. Mobsters testified against other mobsters. That was a big group in witness protection. And it doesn't mean the crime stopped. As you know, Mark, right, it keeps going. So something fills this void. And the biggest group then became gangsters, because that's what thrived after the mob went down. And then 9/11 happened, and we started chasing terrorists. Mm. That was the biggest group. You want to know one of the biggest groups in witness protection right now? It's accountants. Because right now,
my husband's an accountant
of all things, which, right? You know some shifty accountants, I'm sure, right? And so, I love that when you know, you will never look at witness protection the same way again when you read The Viper.
Well, it is out now. You can get it anywhere you buy your books. Brad Meltzer, the author, and can't wait to finish the book. Like I said, I'm about halfway through it right now. Brad, so good to have you on again. Thank you.
No, so great. I'm coming to St. Louis, I should say, on Wednesday. I'll be there at the library. So if anyone wants a signed book or wants to sign anything, I'll see you there and look forward to saying hello in person.
Yeah, you're at the downtown St. Louis Library?
Yeah, I'm at the downtown St. Louis Library on Wednesday at 7 p.m. And, you know, we do the best events there. And anyone wants to come with the kids' books, with the adult books, and ask about anyone comes from Witness Protection, I'm going to know who you are. Oh, let me tell you this. At my last sign, and I'm not joking, I do an event in Virginia, and a woman in line says, I work for the U.S. Marshal. She was like, I love what you said about Witness Protection. She goes, and here's where our old safe house is. And I'm like, why are you telling me that at this book signing? But I love the Marshals, and they've been so kind to me, and I love that I get to do this for a living.
Well, Brad, great. Maybe we'll see you Wednesday. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
All right, you bet. Brad Meltzer there, author of The Viper. All right, we're back with Tom Ackerman after this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah, first of all, I want to give all the glory to God. Well, I mean, the defense played fantastic. 28 points off of turnovers. The Hoggies, always spectacular. And the man up above, did so much for us today and has helped myself and our entire team play such a high level. Like you said, it's homecoming for myself going to Miami. What a better story. However, Mario Cristobal on the Hurricanes, fantastic team. They have great leadership and they're extremely tough on defense. It's going to be a great matchup.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Incredible statistic. Fernando Mendoza threw more touchdowns than incompletions in the last two games. Am I correct about that stat?
That is correct.
Yes, I thought
Should I look into the camera like Mendoza does when he does his post-game interviews?
He does. He loves that guy. All glory to God, he says. He starts it off that way each time.
My God, do I love that guy.
What a game, man.
After the game, I said, I live for these interviews. And I must have watched 5 Mendoza post-game interviews. He's awesome. He did the on-field interview. Then he went to Scott Van Pelt's desk off the field and did like one question. They pulled him onto the stage and he did a thing on the stage. Then he goes back to Van Pelt's desk. That's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
I watched him. He goes back there, puts on the headset, and goes back up there and finishes that. Then he goes in and does his press conference. Then he knocks out a couple of radio interviews. He is the man. And Fernando Mendoza is probably going to be a Las Vegas Raider, probably picked first overall in the NFL draft. And I will be a Raiders fan. I'm all in, man. I'm all in on Mendoza. One more game to get. They got to beat Miami, his hometown. He grew up less than a mile from the campus in Coral Gables. And what a neat story it is. He used to walk or bike over to campus, play pickup basketball, and work out over there. And he has built himself quite the story. He was developed by Kurt Cignetti. You know, the Hoosiers got him out of the portal, and they paid a price to get him, but he was not the quarterback that he is now when he was at Cal last year. He was developed into this Indiana system, and hats off to the Indiana coaching staff for creating this superstar in Mendoza. Now, his parents deserve the credit for this incredible personality and politeness and kindness that he expresses as well. It's an awesome story. I'm so happy for him. And yes, his numbers are spectacular. But a lot of that also has to do with the type of offense that he plays in. I mean, Indiana will, as you saw against Oregon, they will bruise you with a running game. They come right at you. They've got a great offensive line. They have two awesome running backs in Roman Hemby and Kalon Black. And then he can just pick you apart. If you think that you're going to creep up and stop the running game, Fernando's smart enough to see that coming. He'll fake the handoff and then drop back and throw. If he sees you dropping back in coverage, he'll just hand the ball off. That RPO, that run-pass option, is almost unstoppable. And if Indiana doesn't make mistakes, they will roll somebody, and we've seen it now twice in the playoff. I mean, it is so much fun.
7-0 off the bat, pick 6.
Oh,
what's your center's name who won MVP of the Rose Bowl?
Pat Coogan.
So Coogan, I'm watching him on one of the plays where I believe they scored a touchdown. And Oregon's got a defensive tackle who must weigh 400 pounds. The guy is huge. And I watched this Coogan guy. Now, they double-teamed him, but they managed to move that mass of human flesh a few steps to the right, and off goes the running back right up the middle.
That's
unbelievable.
And the running backs, they hesitate just long enough to let that block set, and then they go. And the offensive linemen know which shoulder exactly the running back is going to run off of. Everything is planned out precisely into these games.
Oregon also made a lot of mistakes, critical mistakes. It was bad. I mean, it was just sloppy.
I don't know why these teams try to pick on D'Angelo Pons. He's an All-American. He's one of the best corners in football. He's going to be playing on Sundays. And they went right away, first play, Dante Moore drops back, throws Pons way. Bad idea. It was a bad throw. It was a lazy route, and Pons just jumped right in front of it, picked it off, and ran it in for a touchdown. And I'm telling you what, I was not there. I watched it on TV. That place was trembling.
Yes,
I mean, that was 95% Indiana fans, and that place was rocking. That was like a home game. In fact, Cignetti said afterwards, he goes, pretty nice having a college football playoff semifinal at home, huh?
Yeah, no kidding.
It was awesome.
And I just want to go have a beer.
Oh, man.
I haven't thought about it. I'm going to go crack open a cold beer.
He's a good dude, you know.
Seems like it.
We all appreciate Sig, and they're one win away. And he'll have them prepared and ready to go. Miami's really good. This will be the best line probably that Indiana faces, both offense and defense, probably especially defense. Their ends are very strong. They don't have to bring extra people. They can rush you with four. But Indiana's proven now that they can play big line. They'll just be faster than, you know, than them. A smaller line or softer line, they'll run you over. So it'll be fun. I don't know what's going to happen.
What does Vegas say?
7.5.
Okay.
Seems about right. I mean, but, you know, we'll just let it go. I mean, I feel really good about them in every game that they play. Against Alabama, I hoped that they would put together a solid performance. I remember telling you they were due for a blowout. I didn't think it would happen, but it did. And then the Oregon game, I was just hoping for a good, hard-fought game, and boy, did they show up. I mean, they are a tremendous team when everything's firing at
everybody,
once.
Everybody kept expecting to maybe pull Mendoza there in the fourth quarter, but they let him keep
love
playing.
I don't love him running into tacklers.
No kidding.
And, you know, he needs to get down and slide a little bit, just for me, but that's the way he plays. You know, Mendoza might be this big, nerdy, like, you know, fun, polite guy. Let me tell you, man, that guy is tough as nails. I mean, he is tough. He got drilled in that Ohio State game. I was there. I thought he was done. He came back two plays later and led them to victory. And I watch him out there. He takes some hits. He's quick. He's deceptively quick. He's got those big, long strides. I do not like when he puts his shoulder down and runs into guys. But we'll take it, and we're 60 minutes away. And, you know, Indiana's got some injuries. And they're a little. I heard Cignetti say after the game that they're a little thin in some areas. But they had a third-string linebacker who stripped a fumble, who blocked a punt. I mean, they just keep contributing all over the place. It is fun to watch. It really is.
It certainly is. So a few upsets in the NFL yesterday, but I guess they've got the lineup set for next weekend.
They do, just about. Pittsburgh and Houston play tonight, and once that is finalized, then we'll have the times and networks that everybody is on. But the game that I'm focused on is the Bears and Rams. You know, the Rams are a very good team in the NFC, and the Bears are the upstart magical team that finds ways to win. They looked terrible in the first half against Green Bay, then rallied to victory. 49ers look great beating the Eagles, so Philadelphia's out. Makes things very interesting over in the NFC with Seattle now hosting San Francisco. And on the AFC side, the Buffalo Bills, they're my pick to win the Super Bowl. I thought they would find a way to beat Jacksonville, and they did, even though they were one-point dogs. Now, you know, the team, I think, in the AFC that impressed me the most was New England. New England looks very, very tough defensively. They beat the Chargers 16-3. And then, you know, on the other side of things, in the AFC, you got to deal with the Denver Broncos still. They have yet to play, and that's going to be fun. And, you know, you look around that Houston-Pittsburgh game. I think Houston should handle Pittsburgh, but I don't know. I mean, you just never know.
I'm going to the Denver game in Mile High.
Are you really?
I am, yeah.
Oh, wow.
My brother-in-law got tickets and invited me.
Wow.
Yeah, it should be fun. It's going to be Saturday sometime. We don't know the time yet. We don't know what time of day the game's going to be, but it's going to be on Saturday sometime.
So I will not be available to you next Monday because I will be on a plane to Miami.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting to go to the national championship game.
I am going to the game. Thank you. My friends and I have been, you know, we're all texting and everyone's trying to figure out a way to get down there, and it is just going to be crazy. I'm so excited.
Is Alex Rich going?
I'm sure he'll find a way.
He's got to go.
I'm sure he'll find a way to get down there. Yeah,
he's got big connections in Miami. He should be able to get a ticket to that game.
Yeah. And Miami home game, you know, so they get that's where they play. They play at Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh,
but
wow.
I have a feeling that Indiana fans will find their way in there, whether they have to buy them from Miami fans or I saw one Indiana post last night. It was hilarious. They said, here's a way you can get in. Buy Miami season tickets for next year, and it gives you an option to buy a national championship ticket. So they were like, you could buy Miami season tickets for $400. All their games next year for $400, and then it gives you a chance to get into the national championship game.
Like,
of course they're going to figure it out.
Sure they will.
They'll find a way. But usually these national championship games are like Super Bowls. It's not as much of a partisan. I mean, it is, but you'll have a lot of corporate tickets.
Sure.
I think
sure.
That middle ground, does everyone pull for Indiana? Probably.
I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. Bet. So, people love an underdog. I mean, they're not really not an underdog, but just this Cinderella story that people love.
It's neat. But at this point, you know, we'll see what happens. It's
all right.
Fun. All right. Well, enough Indiana talk.
Congrats,
enough
Tom.
Indiana talk. All right,
Tom. We're 1 week away.
Thank you, my friend.
All right,
one
guys.
Week. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
We appreciate that. All right. We'll be back here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
All right, so you couldn't make this stuff up. I often joke, one of my favorite sayings is it's better to be lucky than good, right? So I don't know when it was, Kim. Maybe it's probably it was well back before Christmas. I see that Brad Meltzer's got a new book out. And, of course, I've read other books in his series, and we've had him on the air before. If you missed his interview earlier, please hit the rewind button. We had him on about 8:20 here, about a half hour ago. And he's a number one New York Times bestselling author. And I saw his press release come over that they sent out from his publisher saying, hey, Brad's got another book out. We're booking media opportunities. And, of course, I sent it to Tricia and to Kim, and they started communicating with Brad's media people, whoever they are. I don't know who they are, but I kind of instigated. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to have him on again. He's an interesting guy, and I like his books, and I think other people would too. So we decided to have him on. So we were supposed to have him on last week, and then he got moved to this week, and then the times got screwed up, and we thought we were having him on at 8:45 this morning, but he called us at 7:30, and then we rebooked him for 8:20, and we finally get him on the air. How many emails did you exchange with his PR people?
Several.
Come on, be on. 15?
Nah, maybe 10.
Okay.
10
she kept reaching out to try to change the time, right? So, in other words, the PR person for Brad Meltzer knew darn good and well they were dealing with a radio show in St. Louis, Missouri. Never once until I had Brad on the air right at the end of his interview did he mention that he's got a book signing and he's speaking in St. Louis on Wednesday night. I didn't know that when I started the interview. I swear to God, I'm glad he brought it up. Because what a public relations failure that they didn't tell me in advance that the man's going to be at the St. Louis County Library branch out on Lindbergh, the Clark Family branch, at about 7 p.m. on this Wednesday, the 14th. He's appearing out there. I assume that it's free from what I can tell on their page here. The doors open at 6 o'clock, and they you know, they'll have books available there if you don't already have a copy of The Viper. But Brad Meltzer's going to be out there. And thank God he thought to mention it.
At the very end. But
at
yeah,
the very
I mean, nonetheless,
end of the
he mentioned it. So yeah. You have a chance to see. It sounds like someone on our text line already had plans to see him because, yeah, they knew that.
Yeah, they knew.
Was coming to the county
thank
library.
You, thank you for that. Somebody brought it up on the text line. By the way, Meltzer's going to be at the county library, not the city library, which I thought he meant the city library, which is right across the street from us over here. But anyway. Okay, so we were joking about the monkeys earlier. My grandson, he's only 4, refuses to believe that there are monkeys loose in the city.
Because
so
he's
he
scared?
Had his, he had. Well, I don't know if he's scared. He just doesn't believe it. He thinks they're only at the zoo, right? So he had his mother FaceTime me this weekend so he could hear it directly from his papa that there were indeed monkeys and a goat loose in St. Louis somewhere.
Well, what does it mean to be the trusted source of your 4-year-old grandson?
I'm just saying, you could put your trust in me because my 4-year-old grandson does.
Well, someone on the text line said maybe the Cardinals could get one of those monkeys to be a rally monkey.
Yeah, well,
who needs it if the Blues need a rally monkey?
I've not seen any Blues jerseys on him yet, for sure. But talking about the monkeys, I did say that I heard from a source that there was a research lab in St. Louis that uses monkeys. And I didn't say where because I just heard that randomly from a very good source that that's true. And the text line filled in the blanks here. They're saying there is the School of Medicine at Wash U. Has one. Monkey research goes on at Wash U. So I don't know that that's connected to this at all. But the point was for 4 of the same breed of monkey to just randomly appear. And then my buddy, who is a police officer, texted me this, and I'll just go ahead and read it to the people without identifying him. There are exotic pet breeders in St. Louis. I kicked a door in Castle Point one time that had an alligator in the bedroom.
What?
So there are people doing that.
See, that's what I think. I agree. I think it's some rando person who has exotic monkeys in their house and a goat wearing a collar.
That was a shock. I wonder if that alligator got shot. I don't know.
Probably wrangled it.
I'll have to find out the answer to that. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.